Okay, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Obviously, revolves mostly around the ideas of the day, and we express those ideas through our davening. Express our ideas through the Kriyas HaTorah and the Haftorah. Rosh Hashanah. Is the day we say two things, and the difference between the understanding of Rosh Hashanah between the Eidot HaMizrach and Bnei Ashkenaz. Eidot HaMizrach begins Shlichus on Chodesh Elul, and Ashkenaz begins Slichas on the week before Rosh Hashanah. What is that machlokas based on? So the Gaon Shulchan Aruch explains that there's a machlokas in the Gemara, machlokas Tanoim. The world was created in Nisan, the world was created in Tishrei. If the world was created in Tishrei, that doesn't mean the world was created in Tishrei, it means it was begun on Kof Hei Elul, and Adam Rishon was created on Rosh Hashanah. And this is commemoration, and we'll understand a little deeper, of what happened on, because, and the din on Rosh Hashanah is because Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is an anniversary, but 5,779 years ago, Kadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon. He looks down at the world and sees whether or not it was Kedai to have created him, not Kedai to have created him. Now, and he judges the world on the anniversary of the creation of Adam HaRishon, according to the Nusach of the Minhag of Eidot HaMizrach. No, the world was created in Nisan. So, what is special about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Why is it put at this point of the year? It's put at this point of the year because the first time Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai for the first 40 days was in Shavuos. He came down Shavuos HaBetamos, and he broke the Luchos on Shavuos HaBetamos. Then he went up again for another 40 days, and he came down on Rosh Chodesh Elul. And he went up the third time, Rosh Chodesh Elul, and came down on Yom Kippur. So on Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Vayomer Hashem, Solachti Kivorecho. And that made it that Ikana Lahaba, Yom Kippur, Yom Slicha U'Mechila. And those 40 days, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah a second time to Moshe Rabbeinu, because when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, and even though the Tochen of the Torah was the same, the way it's given is different. The first time Moshe Rabbeinu came down, Klal Yisrael, until the Chet HaEgel, having gone through the whole process of Maimon Har Sinai, were incredible Madrega of Adam HaRishon before the Chet. And there's a Torah Shebik Sav, and Madrega that they were on, they were able to understand the entire Torah Shebik Sav from within Torah Shebik Sav. Then Moshe Rabbeinu came down, and Klal Yisrael's Madrega sunk. So the second time, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them, they were in a different Madrega entirely. And that Madrega entirely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to spell out the Torah Shebaal Peh in a much more detailed manner. And so there's a second Kabbalah Satorah. And giving the Torah a second time to Klal Yisrael, was ultimately saying, Vayom Hashem Solachti Kivarecho, that is, these are days of Yidei Rachman. So 40 days before before Yom Kippur, according to the minhag of Edot HaMizrach, and Yemei Rachmim, that conclude with Yom Kippur, Vayom Hashem Solachti Kivurecha. And during those times, since they are Yemei Rachmim, we say Slichas. That is the reason for the minhag of Edot HaMizrach. Now, the minhag of Bnei Ashkenaz is that this is the anniversary of the creation of Adam HaRishon. That's why we say Hayom Haras Olam. Today, and Haras and the Gemara, we say Zeh Hayom Chilas Maasecha Zikaron Yom Rishon. Zeh Hayom Chilas Maasecha. So the Gemara says, "Kiman matzlinen ho idno." Who do we? What does that mean? According means either it's a recognition of the Brias Olam, or the 40 days of Rachman began Rosh Chodesh Elul, and the din begins on Rosh Hashanah. Hayom Haras Olam. It's the day the world was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave birth to the world. Because the world was not created just stop. There's no purpose to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in having a world where you have all the planets flying around and all nature functioning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a purpose in this world, a goal in this world. The goal was that there should be human beings, b'chira chafshis, with a chelek olakam imal, acting in a certain manner, fulfilling his ratzon, should be a subgroup of that Klal Yisrael representing him in this world, and that's the purpose. So that purpose was realized, the creation of Adam HaRishon. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave birth to the world, because the purpose of the world was then realized in the sixth day. Malchus is the major theme that goes throughout all of Adavim. We say Melech al Kol Haaretz. That's Melech al Kol Haaretz. For instance, in a normal Yontif, what do we say? Mekadesh Yisrael Hazmanim. On Rosh Yom Kippur, we say Melech al Kol Haaretz, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. On Yom Kippur, we say Melech al Kol Haaretz. We say Melech Molcho V'Saleach. We say Melech Molchus twice. Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat. What does Malchus mean? And what do we talk about? And how does it affect Din? The difference between a Moshel and a Melech. A Moshel imposes his will. Malchus is, they accept the rulership. Tadish Baruch Hu is a Melech and a Moshel. What do we say? Hamlucha v'hamemsholo v'chay olamo. There are those who accept him. There are those who don't, but he rules over them anyway. Malchus means HaKadosh Baruch Hu manages and runs this world down to the finest detail. And everything that happens is a result of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in running this world. Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. That means we accept him. We accept this. And we talk, and that is Shofar. We'll see how that ties in with Malchus. The first bracha of Malchios. We talk about Bahavigilim Arts, Vagilim Kharis Karesim. Kadosh Baruch Hu will get rid of all the Avodah Zarah. Most of Avodah Zarah is gone. Where's Avodah Zarah in the world today? In India, they have some Avodah Zarah. More primitive parts of Africa. South America and Polynesia, they still have some Avodah Zarah. But the world doesn't have much Avodah Zarah. Even Christianity is certainly in the Western world. The belief in it is pretty weak. It's a religion that's on the way out. No. But what is Avodah Zarah? What does Malch Shemayim mean? In the ancient world, when they did worship Avodah Zarah, they recognized there are many forces in this world. force of the rain, the force of the sun and the moons and the winds and the tides and vegetation and the animal world, all sorts of forces that run the world. And they try to, in order to succeed in this world, they try to deal with each of those forces independently. So in order to get the sun to shine, they worship the sun. In order to get the moon to control the tides to run, they worship the moon. In order to, they worship also, they were trying to manipulate the different powers that run this world. Morris says, Adam Rishon was called Adon, called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon. What is, he's the Adon HaKol, he's the Adon Olam. That means there are no independent powers in this world. It all comes from one power on the top, who's using all those powers as his tools in managing the world. That recognition, nowadays, so people may not worship the sun. What do they believe in? They believe in that the world, nature, physics runs the world, chemistry runs the world, rather than seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world through the natural world that he's managing and controlling. These are just tools. It's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu manages and controls. In the end of the day, it's the willful control of every detail in the world by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It works within certain rules. But people don't always accept that. The people who think the security of this country, it's the army. It's a pasuk that's it. What do we say every day? Eile berecha v'eile basusim. Anachtu m'shem ken atzke. It used to be they thought how many chariots you had. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem lo yishmo ir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not guarding us. Everything else is worthless. That's meaning. That's an Adon. He rules everything down. So there's some people worship an army, some people worship the police force, and some people worship medicine, and some people worship physics and chemistry, the laws of economics and everything, without realizing they're all tools in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. That's Moshe V'hoi Hashem L'melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when the world will accept and finally understand how the world really runs. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu managing it down to the finest detail. It's the idea of Malchus. So what do we say? We begin Malchus Yecharash and Shofros. Adon Olam, you say, Aleinu L'Shabeach, L'Adon HaKol. He is the Adon, the one who rules in one way over everything in this world. And Adon HaKol. What says Gedula? Yotze Breishis. He created the entire process of creation. He formed it and fashioned it in a certain process he had. He built a certain power in the earth to give forth all kinds of vegetation. He began that in the first day. And then activated that power. And all of a sudden vegetation came through. Sixth day, he activates that power and animals come out of the earth. So Yotzei Bereishis creates an entire process through which he then managed the creation of the world. And what do we say? On the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all of that. On the other hand, we have a special, unique relationship with him to represent him in this world. He didn't make us like them. Why? Because we had a Maimed Har Sinai when he revealed himself directly to us and gave us the Torah. And therefore, what is our obligation? This is Aleinu. We have to recognize that. And who is? Because he is the Melech Malchem Lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one who sits up on all terms of all other forces that rule this world. The Melech Malchei Amloch. Because why? He created the world. Knows the Shema Yosar Eretz. Even though he is Chisei Chavodo Moshe Vikaro Bashamayim Imal, he's distant than the world. Hu Elokeinu, he's our God. We have the ability, and this is the something that goes through the entire davening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is distant from the world, removed from the world, above the world, but he chose us as his representative, and that gives us the ability to have a personal relationship with him. Hu Elokeinu, you know, we recognize no other force in this world. We deal directly with him. Emes Malkeinu, it is true that he is our Melech. It is true on two aspects, from our point of view and from his point of view. Our Melech means he runs everything, and our Melech means we accept him as that. And we have Malkeinu, he's just not the Melech HaOlam, he's our king. Means we have a unique and special relationship with him. Eva Zuloso. And there's no other power in this world. Kakos Viso. Saros. Ruyodata Hayom. Ashivosalavach. Now here it's not describing him, it's trying a chiyuv. Ruyodata Hayom, you should know it. Now, Ashivosalavach. And internalize that. Make that part of your everyday understanding. Hashem Hu Elokim Hashemayim Mal, he rules the heavens. Aris Mitachos Einov is nothing else. Now this sets the tone for everything, for Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. But and that's the theme of Rosh Hashanah. This is the theme of Rosh Hashanah. Because Hashem Hu is the Melech Al Kol Haaretz. Are accepting it, and therefore, if we realize that he runs, on the one hand, he created a world. He's running it down to the finest detail. And anything that happens to me is a result of his very specific management of the world and his decision, his conscious decision. This is the recognizing of that fact, accepting that fact, and proclaiming that fact. And Rosh Hashanah, our job is to proclaim that fact. Now, this is where all the tefillos come from, what it's all about. And all the piyutim are about this. Malchus Zichron Shofros is a center. According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah sase d'oraisa. According to Rashi, probably. According to Ramban, it's only a drabonim. But Benkach Hu Benkach, that expresses the themes, and understanding these themes, are, and accepting these themes, and internalizing these themes, that's a good part of the Avodas Hayom. Now, what is Zichronos? Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers. Kein Shichol of Neki Zichron Vodach, he never forgets, so it means he remembers. If something happened 20 years ago, I have to sit down and try to remember it, because I have the capacity for shikha. I don't have to remember that there's a pen right in front of me. That's not something that shikha is possible. So, what is ata zocher ma'aseh olam? Zichronos is din. He takes into account anything and everything that happens when he renders his judgment over the world. What do we say in Zichronos? That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits in judgment of the world, he has the ability that no other judge has. See, and that's one of the differences between the Torah system of judgment and the general secular way of looking at it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment. A Beis Din looks at the facts. They judge the maisa that you did. They recognize they can't get inside the human being. He's a corrupt human being. He's not a corrupt human being. Shuv is possible. Let's say a person did something for which he's chayav nisa. And afterwards, he becomes the biggest Baal Tshuva in the world. And 20 years later, he gets pulled into Beis Din. He's the Tzadik Hador. Chayav Misa. Why? Beis Din The Bezin Shalmata, all they can do is judge a Maisa. We don't presume to be able to see inside the human being and judge the human being. You did a Maisa, for that Maisa you have a Maisa. I, for 20 years, you came about shooting, etc. Bezin's incapable of judging anything except the Maisa. Yeah, of course. In the secular world, they judge the person. He's a nice person. He's a bad person. He's a good person. He's able to fool the best, and whatever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the other hand, is able to judge the entire human being. And he can integrate into seeing it within the perspective of his life, the world, the influences on him. You know, who had the influences? He accepted certain influences. He rejected other influences. That's Maase Olam means two things: the whole world and extending back in time. Ufokeh kol yitzurei keder, and you judge and execute. What is pokeh? And Zohar. Zohar is the process of din. Pokeh is executing the din. Hashem poka de soro hasher amar. No, that means he executed his promise and she became pregnant. Lefanecho niglu kol tamulos hamo nistoros shem b'reishis. Anything that happened from b'reishis is and shichol nechmo zecho me nisto menegen necho. You know everything. Kol golu dofanecho. So from Mabit Sof Galadoros. Now, the judgment of a person is a complex judgment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not just judge what I did. He judges the consequences of what I did. That's why, what is the idea of a yahrzeit? That I observe the yahrzeit from my parents. My parents, they went in front of the Kisei HaKavod and they were Nifter HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who judged them for what they did in this world. They judged them for something else. He judged them for all the consequences of Meshech HaDoros. So therefore, every year or so, they did certain things. They brought up a family, they influenced people. What happens as a result? And that's all taken into account. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's judgment every year on the outside of a person. So we'll stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on today and we say Kapa Posit HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging even the Yotzei Mitzrayim, because he judged not only what a person did but all the consequences. And the consequences, some people live a life with no consequences, some people have tremendous consequences L'tov, and some people have tremendous consequences, Lara. So, he ad sof kol hadoros. He sees ahead, he sees backwards. Bereishis kazos hodata. Lefonim also gilisa. What was the first judgment HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in this world? The Mauritian on the sixth day on Rosh Hashanah, ate from the Eitz Hadas. Kadosh Baruch Hu called him in, judged him, and executed the judgment. The Mauritian leaves at Shkia on the sixth day, beginning of Shabbos. The Mauritian leaves Gan Eden, and that's when the normal functioning of the world really begins. Okay. But on the Rosh Hashanah, the first judgment occurred. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged Adam Rishon. Zayom Tchilas Masecha Zikar Liyom Rishon Ki Chok Hu Yisrael Hu Mishpot Elokei Yaakov. What does this mean? Chok. We look at it, you totally understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. It's a chok for us. Elokei Yaakov, it's Mishpat. He understands everything. Famous story, very important story. Supposedly they say Rabban had a Talmud. This was his Talmud. He thought he was the Tzadik Hador, the Gaon Hador. He was going to be the next leader of Klal Yisrael. Young man in his 30s, all of a sudden became ill. As he was dying, Rabban came to visit him. Rabban says, "Listen, I b'chal don't have an understanding why this has occurred to you. Let me describe what's going to happen to your neshama after you die." He says, neshama goes here and gives a whole detailed description. "And you're going to come to a place there, at that point, when you're going to see the world in its totality and you're going to understand everything happens. I want you to come back to me in a dream and explain to me why it is that you had to die. It makes no sense to me." A few days later, the story goes, Talmud comes back to the Ramban and says, "You're right. Everything you describe, what happens in the Shema, happened. But when you get there, you see the world in such clarity. There are no questions. It's all very pashut. And you see how it all interacts with each other. But I can't explain it to you because you can only see it when you see that totality from that room." Akadosh Baruch Hu is Yotzer Or Vore Choshech Osei Shalom, and the pasuk Osei Ra, we change it to Osei Shalom Vore Hakol. When you see Hakol, you see how Akadosh Baruch Hu, and then there's no Ra. And that is, to us, it's a chok. We don't understand that judgment always. We accept it. The Elokei Yaakov, it's a mishpat. He's exacting judgment in a way that is clear and understandable to him. Okay. Ma'amadinos b'yayomar. Rabbi is Bogi put it. And there's judgment on groups of people, on societies, and on individuals. We'll go through Zichrono's understanding, how he's describing in detail. We'll compare it to other things also in our davening.